The Magicians of Caprona by Diana Wynne Jones.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For John. Author's note. The world of Crestomancy is not the same as this one. It is a world parallel to ours, where magic is as normal as mathematics, and things are generally more old-fashioned. In Crestomancy's world, Italy is still divided into numbers of small states, each with its duke and capital city. In our world, Italy became one united country long ago. Though the two worlds are not connected in any way, this story somehow got through. But it came with some gaps, and I had to get help filling them. Claire Davis, Gaynor Harvey, Elizabeth Carter, and Graham Belston discovered for me what happened in the magician's single combat, and my husband, J.A. Burrow, with some advice from Basil Cottle, actually found the true words of the Angel of Caprona. I would like to thank them all very much indeed. Chapter 1. Spells are the hardest thing in the world to get right. This was one of the first things the Montana children learnt. Anyone can hang up a charm, but when it comes to making that charm, whether it is written or spoken or sung, everything has to be just right, or the most impossible things happen. An example of this is young Angelica Petrocchi, who turned her father bright green by singing a wrong note. It was the talk of all Caprona, indeed of all Italy.